forests' shadows were never far to seek. The track was broad and beaten, and they ran along at a swift trot. Then the roof of leaves broke up, and they halted, breathing quickly, looking at the few stars that pricked round the head of the mountain. "There you are." The boys peered at each other doubtfully. Ralph made a decision. "We'll go straight across to the platform and climb tomorrow." They murmured agreement. But Jack was standing by his shoulder. "If you're frightened, of course." Ralph turned on him. "Who went first on the castle rock?"
"I went too, and that was daylight."
"All right. Who wants to climb the mountain now?"
Silence was the only answer.
"Sam and Eric, what about you?"
"We ought to go and tell Piggy."
"Yes, tell Piggy that."
"But Simon went."
"We ought to tell Piggy in case."
"Robert? Bill?" They were going straight back to the platform now. Not, of course, that they were afraid, but tired. Ralph turned back to Jack.
"You see, I'm going up the mountain."
The words came from Jack viciously, as though they were a curse. He looked at Ralph, his thin body tensed, his spear held as if he threatened him.
"I'm going up the mountain to look for the beast, now."
Then the supreme sting, the casual bitter word.
"Coming?"
At that word, the other boys forgot their urge to be gone and turned back to sample this fresh rub of two spirits in the dark. The word was too good, too bitter, too successfully daunting to be repeated. It took Ralph at low water